Let's first off, congratulations on your new films, Ford versus Ferrari and Little Women. You were great in both of them, and we want to thank you for taking a little bit of your time and talking to us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So in regards of, I wanted to start with the most obvious question for me, at least. Did you consider yourself a car aficionado or a fan of professional race car driving doing this film, Ford versus Ferrari?
I don't know anything about cars. I don't know anything about racing. I never did. I didn't know it before we started. I don't know it now. I can maybe tell the difference between the red car and the blue car. I drive my wife's 2016 Toyota Camry. That's my car.
did anything change after doing it? Maybe nothing.
Well, I will say, a couple of things, I suppose. A real appreciation for just what athlete drivers are. I mean, it's to see those guys really in command of those vehicles at those speeds is a really impressive thing to watch. And you would have to be blind not to appreciate the beauty and the aesthetics of the design of those cars. That, my God, they're when you're actually standing up close to one, to just take it in as a work of design, they're really marvelous things. You can understand why people get so obsessed with them. However, having said that, no, I'm not. I don't follow it. I don't think I will continue to follow it. I'll keep driving my wife's Toyota is what I mean.
That's acceptable. So in Ford versus Ferrari, you're fantastic as Henry Ford II. Basically propelling the drama and suspense when you ask the team to go to war with Ferrari. Was doing a film about the iconic American industry a main draw for you? And what kind of preparation did you do to become Henry in the film?
I don't know that I had such a strong feeling about American icon of industry. I mean, in some ways, the title of the movie is a little ironic. Because it's not really about Ford versus Ferrari, though that is the headline in a sense. But the movie's really about those guys who built that car. It's really about Carroll Shelby and Ken Miles, and what it took to create that car, and to have that car and its driver and the race they wanted to run survive the corporate culture they were trying to work within. So in some ways, Ford, I don't want to say they're the bad guys, but in some ways they are the obstacles to the heroes of the story. In terms of research or preparation, there wasn't a lot to do. So much of it was on the page. It was a really well-written screenplay. James Mangold and I agreed there was no reason to try to do a Henry Ford II impersonation. He isn't so well known in the public consciousness that you would need to try to replicate the way he looked or sounded. So, sometimes research can actually get in the way of the job you have to do as an actor. So I did a little bit. I read a couple of books. I watched some YouTube videos. Much of it very helpful. I just, just learned my lines and put on the clothes and went out and did it.
Yeah. I mean, that worked because you were fantastic in it. So, for this specific role, do you think the production design, the costumes, the sets, the cars helped your performance in any way for this film? Because I thought it was an incredible top tier production all around. So did this help you in any way doing for this performance?
Oh, it does almost all the work for you. The movie was so carefully researched and constructed. Pre-production had gone on for over a year before I was ever involved. So by the time I'm in the period clothes and I've got the period haircut and I walk on the set where the office, even Ford's office, is just so grand and replete, it was just like, oh, well, I don't have to do anything. All the work is done for me. And one of the great things James did, I think, was to keep the movie as tactile and sensory as it is. There's not a lot of CGI.
Yeah.
When you see cars, you're seeing real cars. You're seeing real cars. You're driven by real drivers. And I think you can really tell the difference when you watch the film.
Definitely. So my favorite scene in the whole film was when your character, Henry Ford, gets in the car with Matt Damon's character, Carroll Shelby, for a quick test drive of the new model. And when it's all done, you have such an emotional breakdown that when I saw it, I started in a position of laughter, given the situation of the character. But as the scene went along, I started crying because it was a pretty powerful scene. So because it gives you a glance at the pressure the character has been living in, the vulnerability of the character. So can you tell me a little bit of that day filming that scene with Matt Damon? Did an actual race car driver showed you in the racetrack, like drove you, or how was it? Because you seem pretty tall for, you know, to getting in that kind of car. So can you tell me a little bit of that scene in particular, filming it? What were you thinking about?
Sure. I mean, first of all, it's a great scene in the screenplay. It's a great scene on paper. And it's one of the reasons I wanted to do the film. I get asked to play these guys a lot, these kind of monolithic figures.
Good guy.
Guys in suits and guys behind desks, guys who are the gatekeeper, right? They stand as opposition to what our protagonists want. And there always has to be something else there for me to do in order to make it interesting for me. And on the page, it was very a beautifully written scene in which you see the top come off of this guy who's feeling a lot of pressure, the weight of his family name. And of course he felt that. Of course that's a legitimate thing. And it was something I could relate to, and I think most of the audience could relate to. When we shot the scene, there wasn't a lot of discussion about it before we did it. We kind of knew what the scene needed to do. And Jim, again, he just created the conditions by which we could do the scene without having to worry about a lot of technical business. So we're not acting against a green screen, and we're not a fan blowing our hair back. We are really in a car. Yes, the cars are they're not made for big guys, and I am a big guy. And so getting in the car was a challenge, and then staying in the car, because you can't open the door because there's a camera locked there. You can't open the window. I'm in the full suit. I'm strapped into the thing. It's like, well, you're going to be in there for hours. It's a little claustrophobic. And then the beauty of it was we were being pulled by a camera rig called the Biscuit. And it's a very fast camera rig. It allows, we were doing speeds of around 100 miles an hour on the tarmac. The car doing swerving and spinning and finally turning and spinning into its final spot. But the cameras are already mounted on the car, and so Matt and I were just able to go straight into the scene. And so as an actor, it's a great gift to be able to use the adrenaline and the energy and the rush from the drive and use that going straight into the scene without having to manufacture all that unnaturally. So we did the scene several times. It was a great day of shooting. Matt's a very generous scene partner, and we had a great time doing the scene. I'm told that most of what you see is the first take.
Oh, really?
We did it several times, but mostly it's the first take that you're seeing.
That's awesome. Damn. It was a fantastic scene, though. Now, in regards to Little Women, how did you come to join this film? Was it through the Lady Bird connection, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, Greta and I had a great time working together on Lady Bird, and we'd made a nice connection. We'd become friends, and she was working on the script for Little Women while we were making Lady Bird, though she was not the director of Little Women at that point. She was just writing the scripts for hire. And I thought at the time, geez, why are you doing that? That's a bad idea. We've seen this movie so many times now. Do we really need to see another version of this? And yet when she sent me the script a while after Lady Bird had come out, by then she was the director, and she sent me the script, and it was so clear that she had a very unique take on the material, and the whole thing felt very contemporary. It didn't feel like a Little Women I had seen before. And I wasn't surprised, because Greta is such a terrific artist and a great writer, so I wasn't surprised to see how good it was. But I was delighted when she asked me to play a part. I said, I'll do anything. I'll play any part. I'll show up and serve lunch if you want me to. I just want to be a part of it. So
yeah, I was going to ask,
be even a small part of it.
As a renowned writer, I mean, considering your past work as a screenwriter, as a playwright, theater, was it fun for you in this film to kind of get to play this character that kind of decides on the potential of new literary material brought to him?
Yeah, it was fun. Like I say, so often I am, it's another gatekeeper, right? It's another guy who stands in the way of the protagonist, another guy behind the desk. And the protagonist comes and has to get through me to get what they want. Mm-hmm. And again, I look for the thing that makes it a little different. And for me, I mean, he may be a bit of a curmudgeon and he may be, he's looking out for his own business interests.
Yeah.
But I also like the idea that he has some actual affection for this young person sitting across the table for him, that he's not looking to rip her off. He's looking to advise her with some hard truths. And that's how he becomes a mentor as much as anything. And to be able to play it with Saoirse, who I had played my daughter in Lady Bird, of course, and we had such a great time together. It was all great fun. Great fun. I'm very fortunate.
With your experience so far, do you feel nowadays doing an adaptation, which is always hard, book, a video game, whatever, is way harder than before, perhaps mainly because now the internet and social media, artists can now feel the fan reaction, you know, quickly and maybe harsher than ever before? And do you think that fan ownership has gotten a little bit out of hand nowadays?
It's interesting. You know, I suppose all of that is true. You can also just like not go on your computer. You can also just like not live life on your computer, and you wouldn't know that people are having those responses.
Yeah, that is true, though.
I had a friend recently who was just getting, somebody else called me and said, "Oh, did you see such and such is just getting dragged on social media?" I'm like, "Well, then don't go on social media." So I imagine that that's the case. Fans like to weigh in on things about adaptation and the way they think things ought to be done. But the truth is, the best work comes about because somebody has a personal attachment to the material, whether it's original or adaptation. The expression is a personal expression. And I think that's what Greta has done in Little Women. It's Greta Gerwig's version of Louisa May Alcott's Little Women, and the movie feels very much like that. And if people don't like it, well, there's lots of other versions of Little Women you can go and watch.
Indeed. Mr. Letts, before letting you go, that question, we've mostly seen you in dramas for now. What kind of other genres would you be maybe want to try in the future, and have you thought maybe about directing a film?
Good question. No, directing's not something that interests me. Directors have to worry about things that I don't care about. I really like storytelling. I like the writing and I like the performing. But directing, I said this to a director friend recently who was asking me the same question. I said, you know, somebody comes up to you and says, black wallet or brown wallet? And I just feel like, who cares? I don't want to have to answer that question.
Yeah.
So I don't know that directing is in my future. As far as the genre goes, I don't know. I love genre films. I love spy stuff. I love thrillers. I love horror movies.
That'd be awesome.
I love on horror movies. So I'd love to get a chance to do some of that.
I didn't know
for an opportunity to do it.
I didn't know you wrote Bug, which is awesome, right?
Yeah, it's great.
And what's
Willie
the other
Christmas movie's great?
And the other film with Matthew McConaughey.
Killer Joe.
That was a great film. I didn't know you write those.
Yeah, great stuff.
Those are both great films. So I wanted to thank you once again for taking a little bit of your time and talking to us. We appreciate it. So we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a good day.
You too. Take care, sir.
Bye-bye.